give so much shelter?
Just in the most simplest of terms, I arrived with my two children. My husband wasn't there yet. And I was a little anxious. And as soon as I saw the devotees that were on the yatra with me, I just felt like I was with family. And I just saw these friendly faces and I was just immediately at ease. And it was just so easy to feel like that through the yatra, that when you saw someone that had been with you to these holy places, even you saw them in the temple or the restaurant, you just felt like at home. And so I was a little limited in my participation in the yatra because I had my children. So I was really meditating on when do I want to take the most advantage of yatra and really, you know, go by myself. And I meditated on that for a while. I decided Ekachakra. I really wanted to go to Ekachakra by myself and really, you know, be able to absorb. So my husband made that possible for me. He stayed with the children and I went to Ekachakra. So I'll tell you a little bit about my trip to Ekachakra. Shreyas, can I tell you a little bit about my trip to Ekachakra? Okay. So we'll start at the beginning. The bus left at 4 a.m. It was a long trip, and we had to stop several times because there were railroad crossings and there were car accidents, and ultimately, it took us 7.5 hours to get to Ekachakra. And there were devotees who went in cars, and it took them 3.5 hours. And when I got to Ekachakra, and I said, it took you 3.5 hours. Oh, and our tire blew out in our bus. So it was an interesting trip. And Govinda Prabhu, you all know Govinda Prabhu, our God brother. I saw him at Ekachakra and I said, Prabhu, it took me 7.5 hours to get here. He said, that's a small price to pay for love of Godhead. I said, okay. And really it was not so bad. I chanted a lot of rounds on the bus trip and it was nice to be there with other devotees. So we were okay. So then when we first got there, we went to the tree where Lord Nityananda's placenta is buried. Perhaps we'll have a picture once we get our photos. All right. And we went to Lord Nityananda's birthplace, which is a very special, quiet place. Let me tell you, if you haven't been to Ekachakra, have you been to Ekachakra, Malati? No. I was so surprised at how peaceful and quiet it is in Ekachakra. When we arrived, it was just very quiet. We were able to walk through, chant. There was not the noise of cars and loud music and nothing like that. So we went to Lord Nityananda's birthplace and it was just very quiet. We didn't have any amplification to hear Maharaj, but we could hear Maharaj because it was just very peaceful there. So we circumambulated where Lord Nityananda was buried and we saw a snake. So it was okay. It was a little snake. And there was a little corner of the house left, the actual home where Lord Nityananda was born. So then we walked around Ekachakra. We visited many deities in Ekachakra. And everybody there was very friendly. It was very easy to go through Ekachakra. And then we sat and Maharaj gave class. So shall I tell you a little bit about what he said in class? Yes. So first he was talking a little bit about the yatra. And he said, we're all receiving specific impressions on the yatra that will help carry us in our Krishna consciousness. And he said, Srila Ramaprasad Swami said, he has a special appreciation for Lord Nityananda. He said, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one can obtain all spiritual things, all wonderful things. I'm going to go to my diary a little bit because I was writing a lot from this class. And I was able to really listen. So I hope I can convey some of that. So Maharaj explained that to receive the mercy of Krishna, you need the mercy of Radharani. So to get the mercy of Radharani, you need the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. How do you get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? You need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. How do you get his mercy? You bring the jagais and madais of the world to Krishna consciousness. So Maharaj encouraged us when we were on this yatra to pick one personality that you really connected with. So we went to so many different places. He said it might be Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it might be Vishnupriya, it might be Lord Nityananda. Somewhere where you heard a pastime, you visited a place, and you just had a deep impression that you want to learn more about this Vaishnava personality. And then he said, take that inspiration, and maybe for the next 6 months or a year, go deeper. Ask questions of other devotees, find what you can read about that personality. Enter deeply into their qualities, glorify them, pray to them, build a relationship. Those qualities you see in them will grow in you, and your Krishna consciousness will expand. You will find an ocean with no bottom. So that's pretty inspiring. So I was sitting in the class, and I just was, I really felt this deep connection that I just want to learn more about Lord Nityananda. So Maharaj told this really wonderful story at Champahati. I did not get to go to Champahati, but when Bhaktisiddhanta established the deities at Champahati, Gaur Gadadhar, he asked one 8-year-old boy if he would stay and be the pujari. How old are you, Malati? 7. So he was 1 year older than you. And he said, yes, I will live here and I will be the pujari. So he lived there his whole life. And Srila Rupa Goswami met this pujari. This is Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. So Srila Rupa Goswami met this pujari. And this pujari reads the same pastime every day. Every day he does his deity service to Gaur Gadadhar, and every day he reads the same pastime. And it's the pastime of Lord Nityananda breaking the danda of Lord Chaitanya. And Maharaj said that this brahmachari's happiness comes from worshiping the deity and meditating on this pastime. And he said he was luminously happy. He had never met someone so happy. So Maharaj said, it's not that all of us can decide that we're just going to serve the deity and meditate on one pastime. We all have many engagements, right? So even we do many things, they should be done with the same mindfulness and presence, awareness of Lord Chaitanya's gift available through Lord Nityananda. We should meditate on who is Lord Nityananda in my life and his importance in my life. Love of Godhead is the gift, and Lord Nityananda is the deliverer. When Lord Nityananda left, he entered the body of this deity, Bankim Roy, and we did go see that deity, so I hope we have pictures later. So he said, there's always an opportunity to serve Krishna. Bhakti cannot be stopped or created. Look for the surprise that Krishna has in store for you. So I also really love visiting these places with Maharaj, because I find he makes it, he kind of writes the script for you a little bit. We all have free will, of course, but he's able to give you little pearls of prayer in the places that you go. So you can really appreciate where you are and feel like you were able to offer a prayer that he maybe is able to articulate a little better than me. So he said, while you're here in Ekachakra, appreciate the good fortune of being in this unique place and pray sincerely. And he recommended, pray for the mercy of the most merciful in our lives. Pray for the beauty and the strength of the Sankirtan movement to enter your life, and the ability to spread the mission of Lord Nityananda, that we can become better instruments in his service. So this is a very a deep day for me. So after that class, I did take a little time just to walk through Ekachakra and try and meditate on that prayer, chant some rounds. And we got to see the property that ISKCON owns there at Ekachakra, and they're building a temple. So that was very nice. And then I got invited in a car to go back to Mayapur. And I thought, oh, I'm saved from the 7.5-hour bus ride, and I'm so fortunate. So I got in a car with some lovely ladies and their children, and I thought, great, I'm going to be home. And we hit a traffic jam, And we had a lot of adventures. We had to go around a truck, and the car was going like this. I think it was a Tulia. I was like holding on to it. I was like, don't let me fall out of the car. And we were just, so we were chanting. We were talking about how we joined the movement. We were talking about our children and homeschooling. And the time just flew. I mean, it was actually really a wonderful part of the day, getting stuck in the traffic jam. And then we called our friends in Mayapur and we said, can you order us some prasadam? So at 9 o'clock at night, we had a big prasadam party. And we got back from Ekta Chakra. So it was a really, really super wonderful day for me. And so that was one of my impressions from Mayapur Yatra. So maybe Paramarupa would like to say a little something. You want to take it after lunch slot? No problem. Atulia? I would love it. Okay.
Maybe I can carry off from where you're there. Want to use the microphone? Is there what you
Hare Krishna. So I was also a fortunate recipient to be present in the Dham this year. And so I can take forward the story that she's saying. So for me, I kept on postponing. I thought, okay, during the whole yatra, I don't have to stress myself out and I have a small child. And then I just want maybe one day a break in it. And I kept on postponing it to Ekta Chakra. Okay, I don't want to go to Ekta Chakra. It's so far. I mean, I want to go, but I may not be able to go. It's so far away and the roads are not very nice and the drive and the child and so many things. And then just the night before, around 9 o'clock, an inspiration came from another Mataji. Oh, why don't we just take a car? For two of us with our two children and then just go. And at 9 o'clock we were trying to arrange for taxi. It's not so easy to have taxi booked so early. I mean so at the nick of the hour. But by Lord Nityananda's mercy it just happened and we were we didn't pay that 7.5 hours of journey of price. We were with 3.5 hours of journey. And and on the way back, we both were together. So it was, I think what I have learned from Mara's lectures is being in a prayerful mood always. While in the Dham, we can't, like the schedule always go haywire. There is rain, there is jam, there is something happening at every place. So nothing can be taken for granted. So just being in a prayerful mood has helped me to even attend the yatra because what had happened is our flight was booked from New York airport right at the time when hurricane was attacking this whole place. And we had no hope. If we wait for the repercussions of the storm, and we would definitely miss the yatra because we were reaching just the night before the yatra has to start. So we just prayed to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda that somehow, if you so desire, please bring us to the Dham. Maharaj always says in the yatra that there's, even though you buy a ticket, a plane ticket, that does not guarantee you to be in the Dham, physically in the Dham, but what to say of being really present in the internal potency of the Dham. So just before even the yatra started, you know, we were just focused on the deities in Mayapur, the Panchatattva, and we were trying to pray to the Lord to help us, you know, reach there. So things just miraculously happened, and we pre-boarded our flights like 3 days ahead, and then reached Mayapur safe and sound. In what inspired me particularly the place was the place where Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and the third Vishnu Tattva. The third Vishnu Tattva, the three Advaita Acharya, they would, they would convene and they would just talk about how to give this love of God to all the fallen souls, how to bring more and more Krishna consciousness into this world. So I was thinking that in Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's pastimes are very playful. He's stealing butter and he's doing so many mischievous things, and so it's a lot of fun involved. But in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, I feel a lot of gravity, and where his pastimes are, personally to me, more focused on how to give that, how to make a bridge between Krishna and us, how to give that love of God, that spiritual world, and that pastimes of Krishna, give it to us, make a bridge between the two ends or the two extremes. So so though he's Krishna himself, but all his pastimes of taking sannyas and the discussions he would have with other Vishnu Tattva, like Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya, was of this mission of compassion, of giving this love of God to everyone. So I've been remembering that, in that at least I become a recipient. Maharaj is there, Srila Prabhupada is there to give that, to pass on that love. But first to become a recipient, and also at the same time, whatever little way, share it with others, and in that way I myself grow. So that's what I'm taking from this yatra. And this is another point I want to say, is that this may be a few times I've attended. Since 2004, I've been attending various yatras, but the mind says, oh, I've been to this place, I've seen this, I've seen the deity, so, it's okay if I just stay back and not go and attend, not go and hear the lecture or something. But I just feel the relationship with the dham and the deities there is like relationship with the holy name. Like, we keep on chanting, it doesn't, the relationship increases, it doesn't come across like a, boring or a repetitive thing. So similarly with the dham, first Mayapur Yatra I attended was in 2005, so it's been many years now, eight years or so, since I first had darshan of the deities there. So I feel that the prayers that I offered at that time and continue to offer, in the impressions that I carry from the first yatra and the consequent one, they just deepen, and they propel the daily chanting so much. So I pray that I'll be able to be part of the yatras with other wonderful devotees. And the relationship with the devotees too, they strengthen so much, meeting her, meeting Prabhu after the yatra and talking about it, it deepens devotee relationships. So I just pray that we all be part of the yatras to this dham and and carry them with us in daily life. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. It was the most amazing yatra for me, because just before going to yatra, I talked to Prem Tarangini Mataji and sought her blessings. What she told was really humbling, actually, and how she told see, you can do some service there, but please be in the receiving mode, not in the doership mode. And next she asked, Mataji, I asked her, do you want anything from Mayapur? Any mercy from Ek Chakra? And it was more kind of pleading, actually. And so I was, that set my mood, actually, that instruction set my mood. And when I landed in London Heathrow, I was terrified with the news because I had never even heard there is a Hurricane Sandy coming, and I didn't hear anything. And when I saw that, I saw a simulation model on the TV in the lounge there, and it looked as if it is engulfing the, it's going to swallow the entire East Coast because it was big red thing they were showing. So I was in anxiety. I left my family there, kids and wife. And they're saying, everybody is talking, it's very serious. And so shall I cancel and go back? And then I thought, like, what can this tiny, I'm so insignificant, what can I do? Let me pray. And whatever is Krishna's decision. So somehow I made up my mind and I went and landed in Chennai. And then I met my cousin Govinda Prabhu, the Shruti Prabhu's brother, and he told that I saw your Guru Maharaj. I heard that your Guru Maharaj is in Tirupati. So anyway, I was about to go to my village via Tirupati. So I went to Tirupati, hoping a chance to meet Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj had already left for Mayapur. And so after, I waited until the GBC meeting was over, and then I came to know that Maharaj was not there, and Maharaj already left. And so we had darshan and all that, and then I went outside the temple to my car, and then somebody came and started calling my name. Is there Mahamantra Prabhu here? Yes, Prabhu, I am. And your Govinda Prabhu is calling for Jayapataka Maharaj. I just heard Jayapataka Maharaj sound, so we all ran inside. And there Jayapataka Maharaj was sitting, and Govinda Prabhu asked us to, he took us there, and so we prayed. We paid our obeisances, and I told Jayapataka Maharaj that I'm going for the yatra, and I sought his blessings. And he told, oh, are you going to Mayapur? Will you be visiting all the islands? I tell, we are hoping so, Maharaj. Then he said, can you pray for me in each island? So, that is a pure devotee. And then he took the toothbrush of Lord Jagannath of Puri, what they offer for, as a toothbrush. It's a kind of stick, like from a neem stick with a brushy end. So, and he touched our heads with that, and so that was the best blessing. And then somehow I landed in Calcutta Airport, and I met some devotees, and I was waiting for Raghunandan Prabhu to come, and we had a nice this travel to Mayapur. And then the most amazing experience this time was at Rajapur Jagannath Mandir. Like, Maharaj was sitting like this, deities are like this, and Maharaj was there, and where myself and Raghunandan Prabhu were sitting, we can see only Lord Baldev. And Maharaj was explaining all the pastimes of Jagannath. And just when I looked at, like, it is like Baldev directly looking at me. And I kept on looking, and it was like he was looking into my heart and saying, like this, get rid of all your anarthas kind of experience. It was so... And just by looking at the Lordship, I felt like I'm so fortunate to be a devotee. So I was grateful to for all the devotees who helped me become a devotee and were still nurturing. So that was the most wonderful experience. And then, like always, there are two favorite places. Actually, everything is a favorite place, but the most three favorite places are, one is Nrisimhapalli, and then the other one is Ek Chakra, and then other one is Mamgachi. Mamgachi is really special, so I'll talk about that first. Like Saibhya Mataji explained, at Champahati there was a brahmachari who came at 8 years of age and stayed forever there. Like there is one brahmachari at Mamgachi, and he also came at like 8 years, and maybe he's more than 80 or 90 years. Like, this is my third Mayapur Yatra. So when, in 2005, when we went, Guru Maharaj explained about the devotee there. He's almost, he's bent, like really bent, but, and he's very old, but I don't know how, like, devotees go there in hundreds, but he'll always have the most wonderful rasagullas, prasadam. And he always wants to serve himself. Like he wants to serve every devotee. And that's one place, first time when we went to Mayapur, Guru Maharaj told, if you want to offer any donations, please offer here. So Guru Maharaj was very pleased with that simple-hearted devotee who came at 8 years of age and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's order and stayed back there until now. And this time what, as soon as he saw Guru Maharaj, he was saying something in Bengali which I couldn't understand, but there was a kind of dissatisfaction on his face, that much I could get. And then somebody translated that, because he wanted to gather the champa flowers for the deities. He is around 90 years, I think. He climbed the delicate tree, and while gathering the flowers for the deities, he fell and broke his leg. And his disappointment is not that he broke his leg, he is not able to serve the devotees. But he summoned, I think it's his son or somebody, and we had those wonderful rasgullas. And I saw Guru Maharaj handling that rasgulla there. So I was like, I was thinking, and Guru Maharaj was emphasizing that today, like, it doesn't need anything else to remain a devotee. It is the absorption in the instruction and the service, and all the happiness is there. I'm not there, but that was very inspiring. And talking about the absorption, Mataji, I'm buying some more time. I just want to talk about one small kid I traveled with. His name is Mukunda. He is 3 years old. He's from Hyderabad. And actually, while we were going to Katwa, he was sitting in the front with his mother, but we were sitting at the back of the bus, and it was so bumpy, like practically it was tossing us all the time. And this kid, small kid, came, Mukunda, to talk to his father, and then he started talking to me. And then somehow he was asking me what is my name, and he told his name, what his name is, and then suddenly he asked, like, did you see Little Krishna? That's the DVD, the movie. And then And then, I didn't know when Katwa came actually. It was all about hearing him talking about all the pastimes of Krishna in that movie. And if deliberately I wanted to turn my face away from him, and he said, "You ask me what happened next." And so he forced me to ask. And then he tells. And then, so I purposefully I say, "So, Denukasura swallowed Krishna." "No, you're wrong, it's Bakasura," he said. And then he said, "Krishna went into the stomach of Agasura, dishum, he hit the..." So he was in full absorption, and he was non-stop for 3.5 hours. Or his father was saying, "You are boring Prabhu. Prabhu, please forgive us, Prabhu. And Prabhu, let me hear him." And then he asked, so he heard the clank in my bag, like there were kartal. You have kartal. And he tried to pull out, and he pulled out a small flashlight. And he said, "Oh, did your father give? Where is your father? Why didn't your father come?" I told, "My father died." "Oh, your father died? Why did he die? Did he fight with Krishna?" Because for him, all the demons died because they fought with Krishna. So I was really amazed. And he's just about 3 years old, and he's asking, "Oh, when did your father die? While you were a small kid or while you were a big kid?" For 3 years. And then again he jumped into it. And then Krishna ate all the mangoes. And you know, and then immediately he jumps into another thing, like the Kaliya came and Garuda smashed him to the mountain. Like this it went on and on and on and on. And her mother came and wanted to feed him. He was not interested. And then in his laptop this DVD was there, so they played, and he started eating, and then they shut down the laptop, and he was saying, "I'm still eating," meaning don't shut down the... But then he became so attached to me, and I became so attached to him. But one thing I was thinking is, like, they're so fortunate. Like, that kind of absorption I have never seen. That's so fortunate to see, to be in with that kids' association. And then the travel to Ek Chakra was really adventurous. I don't know, we somehow, like at one point, we saw all the Guru Maharaj's vehicle and everybody's vehicle was stopped there. But our driver, he didn't stop, he took. And then the way how we went, practically there was no road. There was like at least 3 feet deep ditches. Myself and Ganganaran Prabhu, we hired an ambassador, and each time he gets into the ditch, we'll hear a big sound, the bottom of the car hitting the ground, and we ask, "Are you all right?" And "Hey, no problem," he says. And then he immediately after climbing up the ditch, he stops the car and goes and inspects. So, but once we entered that patch of a chakra, like this millions of acres of just green paddy and nothing else. And then as soon as we entered Ek Chakra, like, my mood was really, really, I was praying for that mercy, like Mataji asked for. And then I got an opportunity to talk to Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj was taking his breakfast, and I paid obeisance. "What do you want?" Then Guru Maharaj, like, Mataji asked for some mercy, and "So you know what to do?" "I have no idea, Guru Maharaj." And they tell, like, "Okay, you can get some pictures and from flowers." So Guru Maharaj gave him some instructions. So, and then I got them. But the predominant mood there was like the separation of all the villagers of Lord Nityananda, like what Guru Maharaj explained, I still feel it still prevails there, that place. And that place is very special for me because that gives me so much impetus to go deep in my chanting there. And then the other wonderful place is Nrisimhapalli. Like always we'll have ecstatic kirtan and Guru Maharaj dances there. And first time when I went, like, I felt like the mercy is freely available there and Guru Maharaj gives it to everybody there. So we went a little late this year, and then there was a amazing kirtan by Govind Prabhu, and after some time Guru Maharaj told, there is no build up, nothing, we just dance. And then we danced the most amazing kirtan and the most merciful place. And like that, each and every place, this time I was receiving, every place I was receiving some instruction, really. And one instruction, like mainly, which is the predominant instruction for this time, was like at the Gaur Kishore Das Babaji's Samadhi and his life. Actually, Guru Maharaj wanted a book that's Two Beyond Duality while he was in India. So Prem Tarangini Mataji asked me to procure that and give it to Anuttam Prabhu so that Guru Maharaj gets it on time. And I didn't have that, but anyway, Mataji sent that. But I ordered one, it came late. I went through that a little, and the deceit in the heart is very nicely addressed by Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And he, in most of his instructions, he was directly attacking that. And that was something I want to work on. Like, I want to be simple-hearted. And I'm seeking all your blessings for that. So, I'm looking forward for another Mayapur Yatra. Yeah. Thank you very much.